For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the gospel right there. Dear believer, if all you do in life is tell others that verse in evangelism, spread the importance, emphasize the significance of that verse, you're witnessing for the Lord. You're telling them a verse, spreading the gospel. Explain very simply. Very simply. And how do we avoid trouble? We believe in Christ, the one who was sent so that we would have everlasting life. He is the great hope.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Andrew Fitton, and I'm delighted to welcome you to our program today as we seek to preach the fullness of Christ to sinners in all their need. Welcome you to our program today. We thank you for joining with us, and we trust the Lord will richly bless us as we consider his word together. We have coming up our Spurgeon devotional near the end of the program, but first, Psalm 100 by a choir from the Free Presbyterian Church, followed by the second part of our message, God is our refuge, based on Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts today, and may you rest in him as your refuge from sin.
Thank you.
William Tyndale desired his countrymen in England to have a Bible. And that caused trouble. That caused great trouble. You can go today, you can go into a secular bookshop today. I've seen Bibles and chapters. You can go in, you can buy a Bible. There's going to be nobody there taking you to the stake to tie you up, to burn you. But that's what they did to William Tyndale, because he desired his countrymen to have the Bible in English. And he sought to translate it and to print it. And the New Testament that we have today, in the Authorized Version, the King James Version, a lot of it stems back to how William Tyndale translated the Scripture in his day. Oh, they hated the Word of God. The enemy hated the Word of God, and they sought to do harm. They sought to do harm. Taking a stand causes trouble. We have the troubles of life as well. We know what that's like, the hardships of life, the sickness, the sorrow that comes upon us. We know very real what trials are like, what sorrows are like. The psalmist paints a picture here, verses 2 to 3, of great trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. He's speaking here of the waters raging, the waters boiling up, great earth changing events, the mountains being cast into the sea. If the Rockies were cast into the midst of the sea, we would have a problem in this side of Canada. Trouble can be great. Trouble can be mighty. And the psalmist here is speaking about all this great trouble. If the earth's removed, if the mountains are carried into the sea and the sea covers the mountains, the earthquakes, the calamity, the loss of life, the life-changing event that will take place. Oh, the great trouble that there is. Trouble that is beyond us. Trouble that we can't handle. Trouble we can't fully understand. And the psalmist says, if that happens, we have no need to fear. No need to fear. And how can that be? How can that be? Because of the Lord. Because of the Lord. Child of God, we do have experience with trouble. We face trouble and perplexity. It's part of life. But the psalmist here, he doesn't allow these things to get him down. He doesn't allow these things to depress his soul. But he looks positively in light of who God is. He's not looking negatively at this great picture of the mountains being cast into the midst of the sea. He's not saying, I'm feared for this. And I'm worried this is going to happen. And this is going to change my life and destroy my kingdom. And what will happen to us? He's looking and he's saying, if this were to happen, there's a great positive because of God. Therefore will not we fear. Therefore will not we fear, though great troubles come upon us, because of the Lord. Because of the Lord. What a simple approach that is. God is our refuge. And because of that truth and fact, there's no need to fear though these events take place. Dear believer, trouble can happen through so many ways in our lives. Let us not fear. Let us not fear. This brings us to consider that trouble can rise above God. Trouble cannot rise above God, for he is the great creator and sustainer of this world. Secondly here, our firm belief in God. Continuing this thought, our firm belief in God. The psalmist is focusing all upon God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And because of that, we will not fear though great things happen. And the psalmist is reminding us of the sufficiency of God to his people. There's a great sufficiency in God and in the Savior for salvation. If you turn to him, the trouble of sin, that trouble of sin that will make you lose your life eternally. The Savior deals with that. He is sufficient to save, sufficient to redeem. He is, the psalmist says, our refuge. Not a little refuge to us all, not a refuge to some of us, he is our refuge. He is the one who is our strength. There's a glorious declaration here of who God is to his precious redeemed people. Dear believer, when we face trouble, let us not forget God. Let us have that firm belief in who he is. We can often wonder, where is the exit to this trouble? Where is the surface in this trial? I remember nearly 20 years ago going on a youth trip. And every June we went on a youth outing at the end of the season of meetings. And I suppose this was all my fault because I was the one responsible for planning this trip. And we went and we were banana boating, a big inflatable banana. And I was sitting, there was someone behind me. And they fell off, I don't know, a way, way back. I was hanging on with everyone else. What happened? The man in the boat, he turned suddenly to knock us all off. That was the point of it. We hold on and eventually we'll all fall off. I fell off. My friend in front of me fell off. And he kneed me in the face. His knee hit me smack bang, as we say, in the center of my face. Later on, he joined the Territorial Army. He served for a time. I think it was Afghanistan. So this wasn't just some little guy who didn't have any strength. This was a big whack in the face. And I remember feeling the pain. And sometime after I felt the pain, I think I must have been knocked out. I came to, I looked up, and I saw everybody's legs hanging down in the water. I was underwater. And I looked up, and I saw all their legs, and they're like swimming. And I thought, I'm underwater. Why am I underwater? And I started to move my arms, or my brain told my arms to move, but it felt like nothing was happening. And I was looking up, and my head was painful, and I thought, I'm going to drown. I'm not going to get to the surface here. Nothing was happening. And eventually, after what seemed like a long period of time, I eventually had a life jacket on. I forgot about that. And when this was happening, I forgot I had a life jacket. I was a little smaller in those days, so the life jacket most definitely would have worked much better than today. But in the situation, I didn't even realize I had a life jacket on. And I'm thinking, I'm going to drown. I eventually popped up to the surface. I was surprised that nobody turned around and yelled, there he is. So I thought I'd been missing for a long period of time. It's only a few seconds. But it seemed so long. It seemed like hours. And we can feel like that. We can feel trapped. We can feel like nothing is happening. We can feel like we're trying to get out of the trouble and we're moving our arms to go to the surface and we're standing still, floating still. Nothing is happening. But let us remember, God is our help. God is our help. When the calamities of life and the troubles of life come upon us, we're not going to drown because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Here the psalmist is looking to the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. How often men look elsewhere for their help. Some trust in chariots, the psalmist said. Some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Men look to money, they look to their own strength, they look to faith and religion, but never to the God of heaven. And dear believer, do not forsake your Lord in your time of trouble, for he is with you. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Here we have a situation in the kingdom of Judah. King Jehoshaphat is upon the throne, and he hears that a great multitude, verse 2, is coming against them. A great multitude, a great army. Verse 3 tells us he feared. And this is trouble with that capital T. There's trouble marching toward his kingdom. They're coming, the opposing army is coming into his nation. They were not coming to sit down for a cup of tea and some cookies. They were coming to conquer. They were coming to pillage. They were coming to destroy. And the king says here, he fears. He sets himself to seek the Lord. Notice what verse 12 says. We have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. No hope, the king is saying. There's nothing we can do. Were they helpless? I don't believe they were. From the human perspective, I don't believe they were. If you turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 17 and the verse 2, Jehoshaphat is upon the throne. Verse 1 says, he strengthened himself and he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. Verse 12 mentions castles. Verse 13 mentions mighty men of valor. And it gives numbers, 300,000, 200, and 80,000. If you add those up, you get round about 1,000,000. So therefore, this king had castles, and mighty men of valor, and fenced and fortified cities. And he had around 1,000,000 men of valor. This is where Canadians start to panic, because going by what I could see, the combined Canadian Armed Forces is no more than about 10% of that figure. It's nothing in comparison. Might have more firepower with modern technology. The American Armed Forces come to, I think, with reserves around 2 million, if Wikipedia is right, give or take. So this man had an army. He had soldiers. He had castles. And what does he say? What does he say? Verse 12. We have no might, neither know we what to do. He had made preparation. He had done all the right things, but he acknowledged that despite the strength of his hands in this, there was nothing that could be done if God was not with him. And what does he say? He says, our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. He's looking to the Lord. Because ultimately every one of his soldiers, every defense he had was useless if God was not with him. Dear believers, the Church of Christ, everything we seek to do is useless if God is not in it, if God is not with us. He was right to defend himself and arm himself, but he still looked to the Lord. And dear believer, we're to do the same. Though we may prepare ourselves, though we may fill ourselves with the Word of God, though we may be those who are at the prayer meeting constantly and praying in our own homes and seeking the Lord, and those who are close to the Lord, we still need Him. We need to look unto Him. Our eyes are upon Him. And this king, he didn't know what to do, but he knew well what he should do. Look to the Lord. The Lord was his help. He had this firm belief in the Lord. Why? Because God is our shelter. The hymn writer said, Rock of ages, cleft for me. He's our hope. He's our place of refuge. Charles Wesley said, how happy then are we who build, O Lord, on thee. What can our foundation shake? Though the shattered earth remove, stands our city on the rock of heavenly love. The Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our shelter in the time of storm. The Lord is our strength. What did Martin Luther say at the Diet of Worms? He said, here I stand, I can do no other. May God help me. Words that captured the imagination of men. Words that are thrilling. But words that capture where his strength is, a God-given strength. May the Lord be our strength. The psalmist said, Psalm 18, it is God that girdeth me with strength. Dear believer, believe in the Lord. Have that firm belief in his strength, in his comfort, in his comfort. The Lord was the comfort of Martin Luther. He spent time in prayer. When he went into the Diet of Worms, he prayed. He knew the help of God. He was heard crying unto God during the breaks and praying that though the world be filled with devils, though his body, which is still the work of thy hands, should be slain, reduced to ashes, he says, my soul is thine. My soul belongs to thee. He had a joy and a hope in God despite the problems of life. Oh, the Lord is with his people. We're to seek him. We're to seek the kingdom of God. Oh, do you have that hope, that trust in the Lord, that belief in him? Well, that you would turn from sin and look to him who is the great refuge and the strength and the comfort of his people. And then thirdly and finally, we see our unwavering reliance upon these truths. Our unwavering reliance upon these truths. Back to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. These are the great truths, and we're to rely upon them. We're to build upon them. Therefore, will not we fear? You see, the Word of God is not merely to be read by us, to be remembered by us, but it is to be believed by us, and it is to be practiced by us. And if we look at these verses and we read them and we study them, and if we consider what is being said here in the great depths of what the psalmist is teaching us, what is the conclusion? We must have a great reliance upon these truths, and we will not fear. We've touched on that already. We will not fear. And fear is part of life. Fear in serving the Lord. Fear in standing for Christ. Fear in the troubles that come our way. Fear when death comes and our eyes close for the last time. But yet the Lord takes away that fear. A philosophy of fear would look at the raging waters. A philosophy of faith looks past them to the God of heaven. What is the problem here? What is this trouble? It cannot destroy us. It cannot separate us from our God. And in seeking comfort and protection, we have this reliance upon the Lord. Dear believer, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. May that verse, may that text be built upon in your life so that you would have such a great, strong, and deep reliance upon him. That when trouble comes, you rely upon him. You rest upon him. Martin Luther said, we sing this psalm to the praise of God because he is with us. He preserves and defends his church. He wrote of Psalm 130, hope therefore in my God will I, on my deserts not founding. Upon him shall my heart rely, on all his goodness grounding. What his true word doth promise me, my comfort shall and refuge be. That will I always wait for. Look to the Lord. Look to his word. Look to that comfort. That comfort. And the circumstances, the difficulties of life are not to distract us from the Lord. They're not to distract us from his plan. They're to drive us to the Lord. May we have a firm belief upon him. May we have a reliance. Believing that when trouble comes, he's our strength. He's our refuge. He's our comfort. May the Lord bless us tonight. And bless his word for his name's sake. Amen.
Today's Spurgeon devotional is taken from Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Comfort thyself, tried believer, with this thought. God saith, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Does not the word come like a soft shower, assuaging the fury of the flame? Yea, is it not an armour against which the heat hath no power? Let affliction come. God has chosen me. Poverty, thou mayest stride in at my door, but God is in the house already, and he has chosen me. Sickness, thou mayest intrude, but I have a balsam ready. God has chosen me. Whatever befalls me in this vale of tears, I know that he has chosen me. If, believer, thou requirest still greater comfort, remember that you have the Son of Man with you in the furnace. In that silent chamber of yours, there sitting by your side, one of whom thou hast not seen, but whom thou lovest, and oftentimes when thou knowest it not, He makes all thy bed in affliction, and smooths thy pillow for thee. Thou art in poverty, but in that lovely house of thine the Lord of life and glory is a frequent visitor. He loves to come into these desolate places, that he may visit thee. Thy friend sticks closely to thee. Thou canst not see him, but thou mayest feel the pressure of his hands. Dost thou not hear his voice? Even in the valley of the shadow of death, he says, Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Remember that noble speech of Caesar, Fear not, thou carriest Caesar and all his fortune. Fear not, Christian, Jesus is with thee. In all thy fiery trials, his presence is both thy comfort and safety. He will never leave one whom he has chosen for his own. Fear not, for I am with thee, is his sure word of promise to his chosen ones in the furnace of affliction. Wilt thou not then take fast hold of Christ and say, Through floods and flames, if Jesus lead, I'll follow where he goes. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. I'm Andrew Fitton, and we want to thank you for joining with us today. If these programs have been a blessing and an encouragement to you, or if you need spiritual help, or desire to know more about the gospel, please contact us. Our phone number is 604-576-1091. Or you can always contact us by email, pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. It is our desire that you would know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and be built up in your faith. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale, located at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. Our Sunday services take place at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We meet for Bible study and prayer on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And we warmly invite you and your family to join us as we seek to preach Christ in all his fullness to sinners in all their need. Again, you can contact me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com or by phone on 604-576-1091. We have a presence on Facebook, Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, and we're also responsible for the evangelistic page, Gospel Vancouver. Log on to Facebook, find us, check us out, and feel free to like, follow, and share. Again, our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. And it contains all the information for our church and radio ministry. And join us again Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for the preaching of God's precious word.